Okay. We are here this evening at 7 o'clock to have a public hearing for the proposed sidewalk snow and ice removal. And I'll read the proposed local law. Snow and ice removal from sidewalks. A, no owner or occupant of real property abutting Main Street, County Route 23B, from the corner of Route 32 and County Route 23B to 665 Main Street in the town of Carroll shall permit ice and snow to remain upon the sidewalk on, in front, or behind thereof no later than 24 hours after the precipitation ends. Excuse me. No person shall pile, gather, plow, or any force or move snow onto any sidewalk located within the town of Carroll. Any person doing so forthwith remove same at his or her expense upon request of any town, county, or state official or public or peace officer. Part 2, enforcement. In the event that any such owner or occupant fails or refuses to remove such snow and ice after due notice to do so by any town, county, or state official or public peace officer, police or peace officer, such snow and ice may be removed from the walk in front of said property, and the cost and expense thereof charged against the owner of said land, said sum to be added to the next tax levy and collected in the same manner as provided by law for the collection of taxes. Additionally, the town board may direct the town police department and or code enforcement officer to issue a summons to such owner and occupant of such real property to appear in the town of Carroll Justice Court and enforce this local law. Violations of this local law shall be deemed a violation and subject any person found guilty of violating this local to any legal sentence which may seem appropriate to the court. Authority, miscellaneous. This local law is expressly adopted pursuant to relevant sections of New York State Town Law and the New York State Municipal Home Rule Law. In the event any section or provision of the laws contained herein or as amended hereafter shall be declared by a court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, such decision shall not affect the validity of the laws as a whole or any part thereof other than the part so declared to be invalid. This local law shall be effective immediately upon filing of the Secretary of State. Okay. So, do we have any public comment regarding this proposed local law? If we could just raise our hands and just state our name and where you live, just for the record. Sir?
I'm Preston Nichols. I live at 361 Main. I thought this was something to do with maintenance of the sidewalks.
No, it's for these.
This is just for the shoveling.
Correct.
Which is pretty much standard.
Okay.
I'm speaking as a business owner on Main Street. I think it was past winter. I wanted to have my dog's groom and I bring it to the office because I have to leave around 8:30 to the groomers, and I ended up walking down Main Street with two dogs, dodging cars. I'm still young enough to do that. However, there's a lot of people who are not able to do that. There's some times where our staff has gone too cozy cup and couldn't even walk in the sidewalks. I've almost fallen many times going to cozy cup, even in front of the town hall, where there was 4 inches of ice. After we had a meeting about snow shoveling, I couldn't believe it. I walked out there. We're talking about revitalizing Main Street. We have this document we just handed out today, which talks about revitalizing Main Street. If we're going to revitalize Main Street, we need to make it safe. We need to make it a place where people want to walk and not fall and get hurt. It is very dangerous many times throughout the year. Now, whether it's a law that requires the owners to do it or whether the town is going to do it, I don't really care. I think it's something that needs to be done if we want to revitalize this town, bring businesses in, and our own town doesn't even take care of our own businesses and our own streets. Why would anybody want to come here as a business person? It is dangerous. And I've been here only two winters. I think it's two winters now. Okay, and it's been dangerous every winter. I think this last winter was worse because of the rain and the ice that we got, right? But something needs to be done. And especially, you know, people can't come into my, or I, my sidewalk is always clean, but to get to my sidewalk, sometimes you can't, because there are spots in between where it isn't, and then you can't get through. I usually make it a opening through the snowbank, okay, that gets closed in, I make an opening again. It's just part of running a business, and part of being an owner.
All right. Thank you.
Pat Brennan, I live on Main Street. In the original bill you get, it gave out in July. It originally said, it says, anybody on any street that has a sidewalk has to plow. So I want to know why you changed it to Main Street and why you're only discriminating against a few people that live on Main Street.
Well, I think that the whole purpose was, yes, there is a sidewalk section up at Pearling.
Well, there are sidewalks right here on Railroad Avenue and Mountain Avenue.
That's correct.
I don't think there's so much discriminating against people on Main Street. However, Main Street is our business street, and we want to encourage people to come in to patronize our businesses here and to help revitalize the town. And it's also where Town Hall is, and it's also where the post office is. So between the Town Hall and the post office, and then the additional businesses, you get actual traffic on the sidewalks up on Railroad Avenue. You know, and wherever else there are sidewalks, including in Pearl, you don't really have that much traffic on the sidewalks of people, you know, going back and forth, people walking, going to the library, people going to the shops, people going to Cozy Cup or the bank or, you know, even by the school. This would take in account from the corner of the light by the plaza all the way to by the fountain.
Even
where, right, even where there's not sidewalks yet, but hopefully there will be sidewalks there, and it will take into account those areas too.
Well, from someone who lives there, I don't have a business, but I live there, and not to bring up the water district, they're just killing me, but also now you do this to me, you know, I'm going to move off Main Street now.
Well, do you shovel your sidewalks now?
Sometimes I can't get to it. When the plows put 2 feet of snow on there, I can't do it because I have a bad back and I have no health insurance. Mm-hmm. If I hurt my back while doing that, is the town going to cover me?
Well, when that happens, do you ever get it cleared, or you just let it stay that way for the rest of the winter?
Well, then the county comes and takes it all away a couple days later. I pay taxes, and the county comes and does it.
Does the county do yours?
The county does it. The county does all of Main Street.
Yeah, but they don't know. I mean, unless there's a lot of snow, they're not going to do it. If you got a few inches of snow and you get 2 to 3 inches of snow, they don't come in. It's not until you get a big storm and you have a lot of snow piled up where cars can't park on Main Street.
And did they do the sidewalks?
They do it, but you end up with about 2 inches of snow and you got to shovel it away because the Bobcats don't clean it. They need the sweepers after that.
Because I don't remember when we had the building on Main Street for the county.
The county, I lived there for 25 years and they've always done it.
Okay, I should have waited then, I guess.
Yeah, but it's still, if the county does it, it's still, there's not enough snow removal for the sidewalk. It's still dangerous.
Any other comments?
I just got one question. It says here this no snow to remain upon the sidewalks, on, in front, or behind. What does that mean, on, in front, or behind? I can't put snow on the sidewalk, in front of the sidewalk, or behind the sidewalk. Where am I supposed to put the snow?
Is it the sidewalk or the building?
I don't know. It just says on, in front, or behind. I don't.
Sorry, it says sidewalk. I quit blowing on my lawn.
Well, some people don't have lawns. Where am I eating that? And still, the lawn is behind my sidewalk.
Well, I think you can put it on your lawn.
Well, it said behind. I just wanted
to
some kind of clarification on that.
Well, then you'd have to worry about which is behind. But, yeah, I believe you can put it on your lawn. You can also throw it back in the street.
That's against the law.
That's against the law.
Okay, sorry. I don't have that law in front of me.
Even when you do throw it against the street, the plows come and put it right back on the
sidewalk.
Yeah,
I know. It kind of goes back and forth.
One more thing. It says no person shall pile snow on the sidewalk. Now, what about the snow plow drivers that come and put all that stuff on the sidewalks? They're the biggest culprit of the sidewalk.
I appreciate that. And just like I know John Ortiz said, when he shovels out his driveway, the same thing happens to him. The plow comes and closes off his driveway again. He has to go back. He has to shovel it out again. The snow plow comes back, depending on the
I have that same problem, but now I have like also a 35-foot sidewalk that is just completely closed in with even the more heavy, wet, slushy stuff that makes it even harder to shovel.
I understand that.
Bill, I see you just, Tom had his hand up. Tom?
I do not live on Main Street, but I would happily pay to have any of the town sidewalks, not just Main Street, plowed, rather than what I think is probably going to happen is that I'm going to have to pay later and increase taxes because there's some sort of lawsuit about this law, or someone gets arrested for not shoveling their driveway. I have heard you guys talk several meetings now about this, and you seem to have like no definitive answers on where the road ends into the people's lawns. You have no definitive answers about where, about how the deal with the snowplows pushing it back on after someone's already shoveled their driveway. All these kind of questions, like who's, is it the county's responsibility, the state responsibility? I would like to see you guys go and do some research and find out what the actual state and local laws are that are applicable to this law, and completely research it exhaustively and know exactly what you're talking about, because for the several meetings that I've sat through, you do not all sound like you know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't want to pay more later in higher taxes because someone has a lawsuit that is perfectly reasonable because you didn't do your due diligence at this point in time. And it's not going to start snowing anytime soon, and I think we can wait another month and do a lot of research. Unless you have all the answers now, I'd love to hear all the answers about these questions I'm raising and the other people are raising, because I'm not hearing definitive answers.
We actually changed this based on some of the comments in the public hearing last time, which was that people felt that the ending or cutting it off at 11 o'clock was too soon, so we changed it to 24 hours. We do have the boundaries set. I did research.
What does that mean? We do have the boundaries set.
It's from the corner of the lake.
Oh, right. I meant the boundaries from the middle of the road to onto people's property.
That I have researched that. And there appears to be a county right of way or whatever, but because of the law, and I don't have it with me, quote, the town is responsible, and the town can put that responsibility on to the property.
I would rather hear, instead of or whatever, I would like to hear definitive answers. I want to hear that no one's going to be arrested for not shoveling their driveway. I want to hear if a plow comes and recovers the sidewalk after someone has already shoveled it, they're not going to, or whatever. I want to hear what's going to happen when that happens, because that's going to happen.
There's no arrest in here. It's only a fine.
There's no arrest in the site plan law, and that doesn't stop things from happening.
Funny that was brought up to me earlier this evening. However, people should not be arrested by this. The only relief the town can have if somebody doesn't do it is to hire somebody to do it and then put that amount back on the taxpayers' taxes. That's the only relief the town can have.
Ray, would you like to add something to that?
Yes, as far as the boundaries on Main Street, Main Street is part of the old Susquehanna Turnpike, which is 66 feet in width. So if we accept the fact that that faded yellow line is the center of the street, it goes 33 feet from that center line back into the property. If the truth is known, probably half of my front yard belongs to the county. I raised a question as well, how much time are we going to have to clear our sidewalk after the county pushes it back? I realize they have no place to put it. I realize that when they come down that, it's very difficult. They have to push it to widen the street. But nothing speaks about how much time we have to, clear it the second time or perhaps the third time. But it is 66 feet in width. I know that for a fact.
And so is anybody going to speak to what happens when the plow truck comes and recovers the drive at the sidewalk that someone has already shoveled?
It doesn't say they only have to shovel it once. They said the way the law reads is after 24 hours after the snow stops, it needs to be cleared. If that means you have to go back several times and clear
it,
you do.
You're in the bathroom and the plow truck comes and you're taking a shower and the police officer comes down the street at that moment, he can come in and take you out of the shower and arrest you because...
I think that's going to be...
But again, there's no arrest. All that could happen is the police officer call up, have somebody...
Then you get your summons at that point. How many times do you have to shovel your sidewalk?
To keep it clean. Bill, do you have a question?
Not a question, just a statement that I'd like to see something passed. Whether this law be passed, or you go back to the drawing table and come up with another one. My wife and I come into town twice a week to eat lunch, and when there's snow on the ground, neither of us can walk on sidewalks. Not all of them, but either you walk partially on the sidewalk and you have to walk partially in the street. It's getting ridiculous. I would think the town can come up with some kind of solution. And I have two large driveways. Every time the plow goes by, I have to open them both up. So if I had a sidewalk, I'd probably, if the plow went by, I'd probably have to clear that again also. So yes, I'd like to see some kind of law go into effect.
Yeah, just a statement about the subsequent clearing or re-clearing. Pete Polishano. Perhaps something could be written in to maybe check the depth or the amount of snow, which could be reasonably determined whether it was cleared before the plow came and piled additional snow on top. You know, something to avoid that initial summons if he had just cleaned the driveway,
right.
You know.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you know me. Generally, when the snow plow runs snow back in, it has a different consistency. It's already somewhat wet. I mean, we have to educate whoever's going to be issuing the summonses to recognize the difference between a fresh snowfall,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're talking about getting cleared, and keeping it clear at a reasonable time. You know, maybe we should tell, you know, the police force, hey, give them a little time if it's the slushy, harder snow that's from the snowplow,
mm-hmm.
Then it just fell.
Right.
Okay. The other thing I would put into it, you have no time limit, you have a time limit, but you don't have a time of the snowstorm. If you had three snowstorms in a row, you'd have somebody out there. All he's doing is shoveling snow, and if you get a 3 foot or a 4 foot snowstorm, which we haven't had in quite a few years, but I got pictures where you had three or four snowstorms, then plows couldn't get around. And there's got to be a different kind of time limit to get the sidewalks clean, even if it's only a path, which they do years ago, that's what it was. You just had a path, because the plows just didn't have no place to put the snow. We're lucky these with the new equipment they got, they can clean it off faster now, but if you get a good snowstorm, they can't be every place at one time and clean people's sidewalks off. The only thing I would suggest as far as that goes. The only thing, and also too, I haven't lived on in Main Street, and I never got anything done on my house except plowed in. I always had to shovel mine out, but if you want to go to work, you gotta do the shovel.
Any other comments or questions regarding this?
Just one fast one. I was listening to Ray, and I understand what he was saying about who owns the property, who owns the sidewalks and stuff. If you look right now, the hardware store, Western Auto, is repairing that sidewalk. And they're repairing it at their cost. And even though, according to Ray, it belongs to the county.
Mm-hmm. When you're done, John.
So you The maintenance of that sidewalk, even though there's a question about who owns the right-of-way and all that, you still have to maintain that.
May I respond?
Yes, sure.
Actually, Clarice, I don't know if you're aware, she sold the business. And, in fact, today was the first day of the new owner taking over. And one of the requirements that he insisted on was that she replace the water line from the main into the building. That's why she dug up the sidewalk and repaired it. She was not repairing the sidewalk, they were replacing a water line. So naturally, if they dug up the water line, they had to put it back, you know, in safe condition. But it was not a repair of the sidewalk.
Yes,
you've got
a name.
Again, I agree with Bill that, you know, I think something needs to be passed before the snow falls. However, that being said, I think town needs to look into a cyber district. A lot of things you can do with cyber districts, grant monies,
I was talking to the town board here, on a committee with the town board, 3 or 4 years ago regarding the sidewalks. And that was one thing that was discussed. I think a sidewalk committee could do this, which could, I mean, a sidewalk
district
thing can handle a lot of this and go beyond your sidewalks now, and then you can use the monies, grant monies, possibly to extend your sidewalks, to repair your sidewalks. But I really think we should be looking into that after you do approve something here. You're not going to be able to do the district in time for the snow, but you can do a district. You know, we've been talking about this for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some action needs to be taken in the district form and move forward. Again, talk about revitalization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just wanted, the first part of my comments were the important part, not the second part that everyone focused on. I think perhaps that it would be great if you hired, found a grant perhaps, or and hired some local youth to clean the sidewalk, because that's the only way you're going to get the sidewalk regularly cleaned. If you leave it up to the individual homeowners, the people that are out of town, the people that are at work are not going to do it. And if you figure out a way to do it consistently, then it's going to be done. And hiring local youth and giving them something to do instead of drawing graffiti and breaking basketball backwards is a wonderful idea than having a law and creating the animosity that you're going to create by constantly giving out summonses to people who happen to be out of town or happen to be pulling a long shift at work.
Okay.
Let me add on to that, John, please. Why should there be animosity? Every other town in
if you're getting
Green
a
County,
summons, that's what I'm talking about.
Every other town in Greene County and every place else, people go out and shovel their sidewalks. There's no animosity. There's no ifs, buts about it. It's just done.
I'm not saying the animosity is the shoveling. I'm saying the animosity is the summonses. The summonses is where you're going
to break that. Let's keep to the comments about this and not getting back and forth and arguments. Any other questions? Comments? Any other questions or comments regarding the proposed sidewalk law that was presented here tonight? One more time. Any other comments? I want to make sure everybody has an opportunity.
I would, if there are no more comments, I would move to the public hearing.
Okay. Can I have a second? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you for your comments and your concerns. And we will be starting our regular board meeting in about 5 minutes.